producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
A ton of people would be very uncomfortable with his divisive language and with his inexperience in so many ways. The way he speaks, it's just pretty clear he hasn't thought it through.
That's Jeb Bush, who said bye-bye to campaigning, no longer in the race for president on the Republican side. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So South Carolina was the battleground for the Republicans. It was Nevada, the caucus for the Democrats. Donald Trump once again in the money, but a big week coming up. Super Tuesday is in our sights. So Donald Trump, I'll give you all the numbers, is the winner in South Carolina. And it's reported that, no shocker, Trump and Senator Ted Cruz have the most moolah heading into the SEC primary on March 1st. So according to the filings, because that's what you have to do, Cruz started in February in the best shape with $13.6 million in cash. Trump, using his own money, but still has raised millions from small donors, has contributed $5 million out of his own pocket, in fact, in January. So they've got donors. They've got the biggest war chest. Senator Marco Rubio from Florida and Ohio Governor John Kasich had less than $7 million combined, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who dropped out, had some big bucks, but he only had $2.9 million left. So it's interesting because Bush entered the race in June as the front runner. I know on this show I said the presumptive nominees, I mean the establishment candidate, is Jeb Bush, like it or not. And what do we constantly hear? Nice guy. Not who I want to see as president. So he's out, he's done, he's gone. 2.9 mil, not enough to keep the steam going. It's funny because he really had cornered the market as far as big bucks were concerned. More than 100 million raised in his super PAC, Right to Rise. But Right to Rise only raised 379,000 in January. So it was clear that Trump was squashing the possibilities for Jeb Bush. So this is the parting of ways. South Carolina often is the definitive spot where so many make a big stand, take a last stand, and then dump out. So candidates are dwindling for the Republicans. For the Democrats, it's Hillary and Bernie Sanders. That's it. And Hillary Clinton easily, well, I shouldn't say easily, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders once again neck and neck in Nevada, but she clearly wins it. So now we're at this point getting ready for Super Tuesday, and it's a real interesting part of both the campaigns, I think, of Cruz and Trump to watch the maneuvering to see what happens next. Trump says, I can't be stopped. Bernie Sanders has that in common with Trump. He feels like he's the motion, ultimately, that's out there that's going to end up in the winner's circle for the Democrats. But he's very careful not to be nasty to his opponent. Here's Bernie Sanders over the weekend.
We have the momentum not only in the Democratic primary process. If you look at national polls and you want a candidate who is going to defeat Donald Trump, you're looking at that candidate.
Yeah, so there's a good question for all of you. Do you think Bernie Sanders can beat Donald Trump? Does it really end up being Trump and Sanders and Hillary Clinton is out? Over the weekend, Hillary Clinton, who celebrated her win in Nevada, said Americans are hungry for real solutions, but they are so close in this race, the two candidates, you know, it comes down to delegates. It comes down to delegates, and that's it. You got to have the numbers, whether the margin is slim or whether the margin is a lot larger, which in the case of the Democrats, Clinton has to build the delegate numbers to edge out Bernie Sanders, who has momentum. He's not a small train, he's a big freight train. So Clinton and Sanders are looking ahead to March. And this is really the month that will settle whether the senator can keep pace in this race. The caucuses were important for Hillary Clinton. If she hadn't won the caucus, if she hadn't won in Nevada, that would have not bode well for her heading into March 1st, which is, again, Super Tuesday. His campaign says, we have the Latino vote, and we had the Latino vote in Nevada as they, you know, do those exit polls and talk to so many people about what it was in the way that they voted, and they found big, big numbers, but they have seen this. They've seen some of the swing come the way of Bernie Sanders. So more than half the 2,383 delegates needed to win the Democratic nomination are going to be determined in the 28 states that hold primaries and caucuses in March. Clinton and Sanders have enough money to stay in the race for weeks, but the delegate number at the end of the month will make the results inevitable. So either one of them, they're not going to stay if they don't have the numbers, because you can't fight the numbers if it's not there, which is the Trump situation. If Trump has the numbers, that's it. And think of the delegate-rich areas. Where are they? I'm going to tell you. Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Illinois, Florida. Those are the places to accumulate. Those are the places that you win or you lose and say goodbye. And it'll be the same Super Tuesday all the way through for the Republicans, too. And, you wonder, is it really going to come down to, and we've said this weeks ago, is it really going to come down to Trump and Cruz, Clinton and Sanders? It looks that way. It really, really looks that way. And if it ends up being the two New Yorkers, because Hillary Clinton took up residence in New York, the Clintons did. So if it's Clinton and Trump, can you imagine? I'll take 61st Street. You take Lexington Avenue. It's like a wicked game of New York Monopoly. Which way does that state roll? Normally Democratic. A win's a win. So more numbers for Trump. Hey, coming up, who won the Daytona 500? Oh, I got to talk about it. Fast cars, incredible finish. In odds and ends, we're mentioning it next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Here they come to the line. This is the finish of the Daytona 500. Come on, side by side, bouncing off each other. It's unbelievable.
I think it was Denny Hamlin.
I have it. And Hamlin.
By an inch.
What Denny a finish. Hamlin. My goodness.
Wow.
Woo. I've got chills at my spine. That was amazing.
Are you kidding me?
The closest 500 ever.
Yeah, you got to love that. I was watching the finish there. I could not believe it. I mean, we are talking, it was 1/100th of a second. You know what 1/100th of a second is? I can't even imagine that in my mind. Martin Truex Jr., coming in second that way, oh boy, that would be rough. But Denny Hamlin gets the big win because this is the Super Bowl for NASCAR fans. It's inverted. In football, in the NFL, you end with a big game, you end with a Super Bowl. But in auto racing, you start with the biggest race, the 500. And he came through. It was huge, inching past Truex Jr. to take the checkered flag. I used to make fun, and being honest, as somebody who is a voracious news junkie, I hate to say it, love the thick of politics because I care about what happens in this country, business and sports. I've never seen anything like it until you actually go. I used to call it a bunch of left turns. Until I actually went to see a couple of races. Got coaxed into that, went to the pits. Oh, yeah. I stopped making fun of it then. So for Denny Hamlin, this has been a long, long road. He ended the drought for the Joe Gibbs Racing crew, which had been 23 years. It's the first for Hamlin in 10 tries to win it, and it was a sweet ending all the way around. When he was a kid, I guess in 1987, he wrote a childhood essay. I love these kind of stories. They're like, give me chills. He had a childhood essay where he wrote with the caption, "It's real now." In elementary school, he talked about winning the Daytona 500. That is awesome. So he beats Truex by the minuscule seconds. The closest since NASCAR started electronic scoring in 93. I mean, just amazing. Just amazing as they inched it out. How about that? What a thrill. Joe Gibbs clearly was excited about that. Clearly. You know, he said, in fact, afterwards, he said, "The thrill in football, you can't get any more excited than that. Winning a Super Bowl, it's the same thrill here." Most people never get to have a dream in life, he said. "I've had two from an occupational standpoint. I'm probably one of the most blessed guys in the world." So, a big win for Denny Hamlin. It was all about results. We're in results season. Whether it's on the track in Daytona, or whether we're talking about South Carolina, or if we're talking about Nevada. The question still becomes one of the questions that I have asked on this show. Now I feel like I ask it weekly. Who do you see of everybody who left as the most presidential? Who is the most presidential? Yeah, it's down to the wire. March comes in and March matters. It does. It's all about the delegate count. And Trump right now, he's got the most delegates, and time is going to run out quickly for his rivals. If they're going to stop him, they got to stop him now. And boy, I've said this before too, I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear what Priebus and the rest of the Republican machine, and of course Rince Priebus is the chairman of the Republican Party, I'd love to hear what they're saying. What are they saying about the real possibility, I mean it's real, of Trump being the guy? Trump has 67 delegates. Cruz and Rubio took home none from South Carolina. So they've got 11 and 10. Trump knows it. You know, in his speech, he said, "Let's go. Let's have a big win in Nevada. Let's have a big win in the SEC. Let's put this thing away." Wow. And, you know, only a small number of the delegates that'll be left to be won in the Republican primary season, which began on February 1st in Iowa, ends June 7th in California, and a handful of other states have been awarded so far. But some of Trump's opponents acknowledge he could build an insurmountable lead by mid-March. Melania as the first lady, instead of Trump Tower, Trump Castle. The White Castle. And that is if the Republicans beat the Democrats. It is the buzz in the backyard. Truly, surely, big part of the conversation. However, a few minor things are happening across this country that are major in the effects that they're causing, the sad stories that we don't want to see Zika in the United States, because Zika, as you know, the mosquito biting with Zika has been linked to birth defects. Now they're saying it might cause paralysis. I read a story today in the Washington Post about this, that it's just this epidemic that's produced a lot of hotspots with large number of cases. But there's a place called Turbo Colombia, and it spread rapidly. A rare outbreak, a debilitating disorder known as Guillain-Barré syndrome. And they're starting to see these symptoms. You know, and this town is about 60,000, and there's a lot of, it's near banana plantations. It's on the north coast. And in the past 6 weeks, they've seen 5 cases, and they've all been very severe. So it's aggressive. It's worrisome. It's an awful pattern. And this sucker travels. So it's not just the concern of mothers giving birth, distressed infants. It's scary. You know, she talked about, in this article in the Washington Post, they talked about a woman that was 41. She called in sick. She worked in her cousin's dress shop one morning. So picture the scenario. You think of a mosquito in mid-January, and after that missed a whole bunch of days of work. She had a strange rash and these sore joints, and something was wrong with her feet. A few hours later, when she tried to walk, she collapsed. Her legs felt like rags, and then it just kind of crept up her body. They took her to the emergency room. They didn't know for sure what it was because they hadn't seen a case like this. And sadly, this is a terrible story, 41, sadly, she lost control of her facial muscles, short of breath. Doctors rushed her to an even bigger hospital. Her brain was, you know, swollen with fluid. And, you know, nobody knew that you could die from this, and she died from it. Wow. So the Colombian government is worried about Zika. And we've had some confirmed possibilities in the United States. The CDC has confirmed, in fact, two cases of Guillain-Barre related to Zika. And this is traveling, you know, presumably among the more than 80 travelers infected by the virus who returned to the country. So this is a rare deal. What kills people is being paralyzed in an intensive care unit and on the ventilator and all the things that happen from that. Wow. Sad. Mosquitoes. This is another reminder. Puddles of water, all that stuff. Don't have any of that outside in your backyard, because before you know it, they'll be saying, oh, yeah, we it's not just West Nile. There's something else that we have to worry about. Feel for those people in Colombia. All right, hang with us. More odds and ends from the political fallout coming up. If you want to weigh in, absolutely jump on the digits. 855-266-5283.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We picked up every single delegate. We walked away with 50. There are 50, and we picked up 50. That's good.
Donald Trump on the move. That was his announcement after South Carolina, talking about how amazing it was that he did so well there and looking forward to the March Madness, as it is referred to sometimes behind the scenes, Super Tuesday on down through all the states that matter as far as getting a chunk of them right in a row, because it's about, as we've already talked about, the delegates. It's about numbers. Absolutely. No question about it. Here's what else is going on. Sadly, over the weekend, and I don't remember where I was. I was sitting somewhere and I heard this and I was like, hearing about this shooting in Kalamazoo. 6 people were killed, 2 wounded. I know some people are listening to us in the great state of Michigan, including a 14-year-old girl. And this was just a wild rampage on Saturday. An Uber driver, Jason Dalton, 45 years old, was then arrested on Sunday. So he went to a Cracker Barrel restaurant and targeted a minivan in the restaurant parking lot. And boy, oh boy, so sad. And now these details are coming out about the people, because, you know, I think it's so important to know about the victims, and it's how many people now are without somebody they really can't believe this happened, and going out to dinner, going out to be with friends. And Mary Jo Nye was the driver of this Chevy Cruze that was targeted in a parking lot. She's a retired teacher who was beloved in the area, and she continued to fill in and help kids, and people went back to see her, and she was a volunteer in her church, and I mean, people were, you know, shocked. She worked with students one-on-one and did whatever she could to, you know, to help. And it's just unreal when you think about that, you know. And then there was somebody else, Barbara Hawthorne, who was in that rear seat of the Chevy. And, you know, her friends and family are saying, you know, we're heartbroken. We can't, you know, can't believe it. This was somebody who worked for Kellogg's for a long time because, of course, Kellogg's featured there, you know, is Battle Creek and Kalamazoo area. She worked for them for 22 years, and she was retired and was just out to dinner, enjoying dinner. There was a 17-year-old, Tyler Smith, a high school student, who just got caught in the crossfire, too, gunned down in the lot of a Kia lot in Kalamazoo around 10 o'clock. So the students are upset and can't believe that this, their close buddy happened to just be in the wrong place at the wrong time, killed at a Kia car dealership. They were actually shopping for cars when they were gunned down. In fact, Tyler Smith and Rick Smith. So they were shot and killed, father and son. Imagine that family dealing with that. Wow. And the list, you know, obviously 6 people killed, 2 wounded. And then the question becomes, why? Why? What drives this Uber driver to do that? And you see his mugshot, and the one solid takeaway is he picked up fares between the killings. So there were people in his car. He didn't shoot them. He was shooting people kind of willy-nilly. I read somewhere, this is a club nobody wants to join, the random club. I mean, families ripped apart, horrified, heartbroken, use whatever word you want. I can't imagine the rage one would feel. Salt of the earth people in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I mean, just, wow. Picked up, dropped off passengers between randomly killing people. And even afterwards, he was looking for fares. After that, they picked him up, they got him. That's the good thing. They've got him. Oh, a 14-year-old. A 14-year-old. You just have to say that to yourself. A 17-year-old. How exciting, shopping for a car with his dad. Randomly killed. 7-hour nightmare. So when they got him, they got a semi-automatic handgun. Of course, what are people saying? Oh, he was even-tempered when they pulled him over. And if the police didn't find him when they did, they said there's no question the deliberate killings, there would have been more. They're on video. Some of them are on video. They're deliberate, intentional, cruel randomness, a rampage. I mean, this is absolutely your worst nightmare. Somebody driving around randomly killing people. This guy acted alone. So the first thing people think, terrorism, terrorism. And I guarantee, look, there's going to be, 6 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault, probably 6 counts of felony firearm. Who knows, maybe more. The prosecutor just has to go for the jugular on this one. They have other weapons in his house. They don't know if there was any other kind of crimes in his background. And what do people say about him? Quiet, nice. Neighbor says, yeah, I knew he liked guns. Just a typical nice guy. Wow. Nice guys don't randomly drive around and kill people. And here's the other part of this story. He's married with two kids. So then the other side of this is, what about his family? What does this do to them? And they say it's just a typical American family. Wow. So no motive. What is the motive? They can't figure out the motive. Why would he do it? What triggered the motive? The victims didn't know him. He didn't know the victims. No prior criminal record. Just completely random. Wow. I mean, is anger what? It doesn't make any sense. This is going to be one to follow, that's for certain. And then, there you go, Uber driver, picking up people in between. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
I don't think I'm going to have enough time to do all of the good I got to do here, girl.
Oh, just go for it.
Okay, look, I think Ted Cruz has got the organization to take care of, but that's not what I wanted to talk to you about. Obama was trying to use the EPA to take over a coal company that was producing power, it was a coal power generating plant that was producing power in Tennessee. And he had plans to grab another 50 to 60 more plants with his anti-global warming bullcrap using the EPA to shut down all of these plants. And the court with Scalia and the rest of them put a stop on it, said, no, you can't. And they held it up. Then Scalia dies mysteriously. Okay? And this little man would have caused all kinds of harm to the American people's finances with their electric rates running 50, 60 times what they are now to everybody in these states. It's already cost thousands and thousands of jobs for the coal mine workers of Kentucky and Virginia. You know this for a fact. And this is just some of the evil that this little monster keeps trying to perpetrate against us, the American people. I have been saying it since before he got elected. He is an enemy of America. He's an enemy of the American people. He hates us. He doesn't care whether he's Democrat or Republican. He's trying to destroy the United States of America. And I think you know where I go with why he's doing it. I'm not going to go there. I'm just telling you.
No, I got
this
you.
Is an enemy of the United States of America. But to get back to the politics, I think Cruz has got the ground game necessary to stop Trump in his tracks in this upcoming states of Georgia, Florida, Texas, whatever else that's out there. And I think he's going to do real well. He's got a fantastic ground game. He's got the people. Rubio doesn't have the money. He can talk a good game, but he doesn't have it. He's still got the Gang of Eight hanging over him. And that's dead man walking as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
I know that Bush was going to go down the tubes. Every place I talked to, everyone I talked to said, no more Bushes. We've had it with the Bushes. These people run as conservatives, but they are bleeding heart friggin' liberals. I mean, you see it in the policies that they have. And so I figure that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Bush. You and I talked about that before. There's no question about it. Thanks, Dan. It's we didn't even know what he was serving. I thought I heard him making something in the background just to make us all hungry. And Bush's big thing was it's not his father's GOP, and it's a whole different bag out there. And he was out of money. He was out of gas, no question. America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Welcome to the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. So it's all about Donald Trump winning in South Carolina, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, down to the wire. It's delegates, baby. It's numbers. That's it. March is mad, and Super Tuesday is huge. So if you're listening to me in those places where you're going to go out and vote because your vote matters when it's this close. Whether we're talking about the Democrats or whether we're talking about the Republicans, it matters as to who's going to be there in the end. All right, mixing it up with a little bit of a twist. Something that I found heartwarming but equally depressing and sad for a family, but the fact that maybe I grew up with this, and there's some of you out there are volunteer firemen or you're firemen, and I have such respect for people who have one of the most dangerous jobs in the world and frankly don't always get enough back, I think, from society, right? Until something happens in your family or something happens to you, you don't necessarily think about it that much. I think all of us thought about it on 9/11 because of the loss of life for so many of those fire squads, so many of those firemen, and how devastating it was. around New York. But I read this story about a guy who carried one of his kids out of a burning house, went back inside to rescue the others, and was one of two people to die in the fire. So the father, they say that the fireman said that he carried his badly burned 8-year-old daughter from the 2-story house in Buffalo just before 4 a.m. and then died returning to the other apartment where his 1- and 3-year-old sons and their mother also lived. Demetrius Johnson was his name. And, boy, that is a sad, sad story for that family. The daughter and son were trapped, and the children's mom said she threw her daughter in the hallway, told her to get out, and he went back in to look for the 3-year-old son and never made it back out. He died rescuing his son, and a fireman found the 3-year-old near where the father died and carried the child out. Wow. So sad. And of course it's your child, and the bravery going in, and this the horror of a fire and how quickly something can go up, and you just don't realize it and until you've been through it firsthand or know somebody who's been through it, or you've seen something that happens, and it's a scary, scary thing, and how brave of him still, even though, again, it's his family, to go back and do that. I had a friend send me this story from Massachusetts, and it's interesting because, I just was on an island that when I was in Florida, where people go, they ride boats to the island and, hang out and whatnot. But there were signs everywhere about to be careful of rattlesnakes. So we sort of joked about it, but there was wildlife there. And the more I saw the signs, the more I thought, yeah, I guess we're okay here, right? Well, in Boston, there is a plan by the state to actually establish a colony of venomous rattlesnakes on an off-limits island. The largest body of water has some people pretty upset because they're worried about these dangerous rattlesnakes slithering through, the woods, attacking hikers and fishermen and hunters. But they're saying, the fish and wildlife folks are saying, that's irrational. That's just your aversion to snakes. Because they're directing this, they're doing this project. It's a 39-square-mile reservoir. And because they've been swamped with calls and emails and worried people about the snakes escape from Snake Island. They're worried about that, so they had to have a public meeting. And they're saying that, listen, they're going to breed like rabbits, and they're going to spread all over the place and kill everybody. Somebody said that. They're going to kill everybody. And I guess there are only about 200 of these endangered snakes indigenous to Massachusetts left in 5 scattered pockets from Boston to the Berkshires. And so this is the kind of stuff that the wild, the fish and wildlife people are working on. And I don't know. Snake, hiker, rattler, what happens then? What about dogs? And what about trails and where the trails, lead to? And they say, they're trying to tell the people, listen, there are no documented rattlesnake bite deaths in Massachusetts since colonial times. You have to go back to the colonial era and read some of these books to see when the rattlesnakes were there. But I don't know, I have to say that if I lived near there and I was worried about it, and you look at the picture, I was looking at a picture of the body of water that they're talking about, and it's, the problem is the one island, there is a trail that leads to another island that people go to. And I don't blame them for being... Okay, so you have this off-limits island, but yet there's a trail leading to the other one that people actually use. I'm going to kind of agree with the people. I'm going to say, that seems a little fishy to me. A rattlesnake? Why do you have a rattlesnake colony? Because they're trying to grow the population of rattlesnakes? I don't know. It seems odd to me. Are we that worried about... What do rattlesnakes do? I don't know. What do rattlesnakes bring to the table that we have to have them, of all the species that we're worried about? I know if you go to Arizona, people eat rattlesnake, and I guess it tastes like chicken because I tasted it. But I'm going to say I'm with the people who don't want the rattlesnake. Don't we have enough rattlesnakes in our lives right now? We're talking about politics. I don't think we need any more. I don't think so. I'm gonna agree with the peeps. We're gonna find out more about that. I tried to get somebody on the show to really kind of explain that story, and we probably will. And once we do, maybe we'll have some better insight as to why that is so important. You know, just a couple of months ago, we were all talking about, or some of us were anyway, when we did our movie segment, going to see Star Wars. And how excited everybody was about that, the fact that, wow, we're revisiting these people again, original castmates. And the Chewbacca actor, Peter Mayhew, showed a copy of the original Star Wars script. He had it, of course, and he showed it on Twitter, and his Twitter, blew up. Because the script, apparently, I don't know that he showed all this, but the script differed from what originally was thought to be what it was going to be. So it was a little bit different than what the pages were. And the pages have been leaked. So pages leaked so far show that the opening minutes of the movie, this is the original, were similar, with text crawling up the screen and R2-D2 and C-3PO being the first characters we see. The big difference is the name Luke Starkiller instead of Skywalker. So they had done a bunch of revisions. I love that. Luke Starkiller Skywalker is way better. I'm just saying, from my point of view, that's what I think. Oh, leak some more. I want to know. Leak some more to us. By the way, the original title, The Adventures of Luke Starkiller, as taken from the Journal of Wills. I like Star Wars. It works. Doesn't it? It works. Thanks for listening.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.